One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Okay.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
I was supporting the whole entire mime community with doing this box thing.
Oh yes, to any mimes listening, we support you guys. I know a lot of people don't, and a lot of people hate the mime community, but we're here to say we support the mimes.
I wanted, something that's about mimes recently in the news.
Ow!
Are you okay?
I hit my effing hand.
Grimes on TikTok, Elon Musk.
Yeah?
Well, she's dating Elon Musk. But she's in her own right.
Wait, you only are associating her with
dating
Elon Musk?
I know, that's why I knew I was just thinking of, female,
wow.
The male who they're married to is everything that. No, the reason I mention that is because Elon Musk is the richest person, so it's noted.
Yeah.
But yeah, she made a TikTok that mimes. She said, I want to just let mimes know that I'm here for you, something
really?
Like that. Yeah.
Oh my God! Well, we stand with Grimes. But enough with positivity, because this episode is officially bad mood vibes.
Yes. Have we done a podcast episode specifically for this before?
No, that's the thing. I feel like we've been too positive and, I don't know, just good vibes. I want to do a podcast that we can just fully just embrace negativity, bad moods, and I feel like society as a whole and this whole self-help movement, everyone says, be positive, be happy. It's sometimes you just gotta let your negativity run free. Stop suppressing it.
Yeah, so, a few months ago, or a year ago or something, I realized that there's this term called toxic positivity.
Oh,
and I feel
yes.
Our podcast is doing that. We are too positive and we need to shed light on, unfortunately, sometimes the world is shit. So you might as well add to the shit. What's
yeah.
the point of bringing
and
a
also,
ray of sunshine?
Not even about the world being shit. Sometimes everything's fine, but you're just going to wake up in a bad mood. That's what actually gave me the idea for the podcast. Because I forgot when I come up with this, but that day I could tell I was in a bad mood. And I was this is kind of funny. We should do a whole podcast in bad moods. The only thing is I'm not really in a bad mood right now, but maybe we'll slowly get into one.
Yeah, I'm not in a bad mood either.
But my intention is to get into one.
We should both answer how many times a week are you in a bad mood?
Oh, just randomly so many times. But a whole bad mood day, that's rare.
Yeah, with bad mood days, I don't think that, honestly, that's so real for me.
For some reason,
I
feel Saturdays for me are always bad mood day.
Saturday?
Not all day, but I think it's I like having something to do and I like waking up and being I'm going to do this. And then if it's a Saturday and I have nothing to do, I just kind of get into a bad mood, I've realized.
I'm kind of the same way. So
yeah, bad mood.
Whether it's something to do with my job or hanging out with my family or something, I feel when I have something to do, the day is better. So for example, I wake up, I do my thing, whatever I do. And then have a video to edit or a video to film I'm going to go to the family's house today. It's something's happening. But if I purely have nothing to do, I feel it could be a bad mood day.
But I actually, speaking of your thing about toxic positivity, I did watch a TED Talk. And if something's a TED Talk, I just take it as a fact. I know I think there actually are some TED Talks that people don't believe in. But this girl said she was saying how everyone tries to be so positive and it actually makes people more depressed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is something that we need to talk about.
Yeah,
do you... What?
Well, she was just saying, like, if you always are trying to be positive, like, sometimes you just need to, like, let your sadness come through. Like, you know what I mean? You can't just obviously, if you're just naturally positive, go you. But, like, don't be upset if, like, you have a bad day.
Well,
if you have a day where you're either just sad, mad for no reason, like, just let it happen. Because if you're just going to keep being like, well, I have to think positively, then you're just going to end up just getting even madder.
Okay, but you need to admit you didn't hear this from a TED Talk. You heard it from Dixie D'Amelio's Be Happy.
Oh, my God.
That's embarrassing, sis.
Did Dixie D'Amelio, did she get that from the TED Talk?
I mean,
oh my God, Dixie is a queen. Sometimes I don't want to be happy.
I just want to be lonely or something, which honestly is true. And then also, what I was going to say was, so I watch these videos sometimes, these videos titled, because for some reason, most of the YouTube videos that I watch aren't like comedy YouTube videos. They're like serious YouTube videos. And a lot of the videos, some of the videos are like the perfect morning routine. And I get it, like the perfect morning routine. But I've decided, like, I feel like it's better to do your own thing. So, for example, if someone's morning routine is like the typical thing that everyone jokes about, okay, I get up and journal and I don't go on my phone for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's cool, but I feel like just in my opinion, if you follow those, who gives a rat's ass? But for me personally, I feel like if I just follow someone else, I'd rather just do my own shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, unless you actually gravitate towards, yeah, just do your own thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. But quickly getting out of bad mood vibes.
What?
Bro of the week.
Oh, yes! Oh, my gosh, Kate. You slipped my mind for a moment.
Look at Kate.
Okay. That cute-ass dog. Okay. Now, it kind of looks like our grandparents' dog, but... but way, not to be mean to our grandparents, but more cute.
Wait, Phoebe?
Wait, that's our mom.
Oh my God, I thought I was in... I always hear our sisters call mom and dad grandma and grandpa because they're talking to their kids. So I started thinking mom and dad were grandma and grandpa. I'm not kidding. I'm done.
Oh,
yeah, that
my
does
gosh.
Kind of look like our grandparents used to have a dog. They recently had to give it away. But the dog was scary.
Yeah, and I want to just let you know that, like, even though you don't know what the dog looks like, your dog is...
She did kind of throw shade at her dog, though. She said, this is a pic with my raggedy cotton ball of a dog. Have you seen the memes about those types of dogs?
Where they say, like, everyone has one.
They say, like, person says, my dog is the cutest thing ever. Come look at it. And then, like, it says, those crusty dogs with, like, the black eye. You know, like, the black crusties underneath
yeah,
their eyes?
those
But
ones.
Not Kate, not saying your dog. It looks, let me actually take a good look.
Oh, yeah. It looks like you've cleaned out the crusties. Like, there isn't the crust.
But those types of dogs, I feel like they always have black crusties on their eyes. And if you're Kate... if Kate's dog ever does have black crusties under the eyes, I'm not judging you, Kate.
Yeah, and it is weird because, like, every 6 months, like, that dog meme, there is a meme. Well, when I see it, I feel like everyone can gravitate towards it. Like,
oh,
with that
yeah.
meme, obviously not everyone has a white dog like that, but I've seen it so many times. I don't know if it's in movies or real life, but it's a real thing.
I love how she called it a raggedy cotton ball. And she actually said, just finished getting my vaccine. Congrats,
oh my gosh.
Kate.
We did, too.
Yeah, we just got our second dose. We had different reactions.
What do you... Oh.
Jacob had no side effects. I just had, like, a fever. And, like, yesterday was when... the day after we got the vaccine. So yesterday was kind of a bad mood day for me.
Oh.
I got to just fully have a bad mood day. I got to blame it on the vaccine and just have a fever, have a headache, and then just not do anything.
I did have one side effect from the vaccine. So, at, like... 1 o'clock in the afternoon after I finished eating lunch.
Yeah?
I wanted to eat a few pints of Ben and Jerry's. And I would have if it was at my apartment at that moment. And that never happened. So I do want to say, like, I don't know if that has something to do with the vaccine, but I did want to finish 2 pints of Ben and Jerry's. And that's not even a joke.
The weirdest thing with me was, like, I wasn't that hungry. Like, we got hamburgers last night and I didn't eat all my food. And I was like, what is wrong with me?
Can I ask from where?
Culver's.
Oh.
And I didn't finish my meal. I'm like, if you know me, like, that's a big deal.
Like, I know. That means, like, you're feeling the dumps.
I know. Like, in all honesty, if you haven't gotten the vax, though, don't be scared. It wasn't even that bad. And honestly, it was my fault for being a stubborn ass. Like, Matthew, for example, when he started feeling bad, he just took Tylenol. But for some reason, I refused to take Tylenol.
I thought they said not to. Oh,
no,
are you talking about ibuprofen?
No, she said, take it if you need it. But she said, if you don't feel anything, don't just take it because you're scared you're going to feel something. But she said, if you feel gross or have a fever, just take it. It's not a big deal. She was just saying don't take it if you don't feel anything. Some people might just take it because like they're scared they might feel sick.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I annoyingly wouldn't take Tylenol, but I finally did before I went to bed, and I woke up today and I feel great.
Dandy.
You know, that's a small price to pay.
Yeah.
Rather, sure. But better than getting actual COVID, can you imagine?
Yeah.
But thank you so much, Kate. We love you and your dog, which you refer to as a raggedy cotton ball. And if you guys ever want to be Bro of the Week, head on over to lucasandjacob.com and join the highest tier to enter the sweepstakes.
Yes. So I have two PSAs to do before we get into the podcast.
Okay.
So my first PSA. So last week we did a episode with our mom, which thanks for like showing it love. It's like 1 out of 10.
Oh my God, our mom. Is our mom buying views?
I mean, it's either that or like, I mean, she's just famous.
It was, our YouTube analytics shows you where your video ranks out of your last 10 videos. Wasn't this 1 out of 10?
I know, and every time, like, consistently it reaches the new height.
I know, like, our mom pulls in a new audience that doesn't like when it's just us. They only like it when she's on.
I know, and
that's what sucks when you have a good guest, because then, like, they only want the guest.
I know, then it's like, oh, we on enough, then.
Yeah, it's like, I never watch the Ellen show unless, like, Nicki Minaj is on.
You know? Oh.
That's sort of like what people view the Bro show. They're like, I like the Bro show, don't get me wrong, but like unless Mama Crookshank is on, like I might tune in, but maybe not.
You know, and it's scary because it's getting to her head because she said like she's only gonna go on if she wants to promote something.
I know, she's gonna start a business. She's gonna start a pyramid scheme for the next time she comes on.
She said she's gonna email Teamy and see if they're down to do an ad inside of the podcast.
Wait, what's Teamy?
The tea that makes you skinny. Problematic.
Oh! Is that the one that Demi Lovato promoted?
Oh, yeah, people, yeah. Because
she had this whole fiasco where she was mad at the yogurt shop. But then,
yeah.
Like, people were like, boo, you promoted a detox tea. But
that,
I just want to do a little bit of, like, a humble, I don't know, this isn't even a humble brag, but when I lived in LA, I went to that yogurt shop all the time. So everyone seemed really triggered by the Demi Lovato yogurt shop news, which we don't even need to talk about it because I feel like it's already been talked about so much. But I was just extra triggered because I was like, boo, I love the Big Chill. The workers are so nice.
I haven't been, but I've been to the other one.
Wait, you never been?
Was that not the Big Chill, the one that was on the side of like, I'm guessing.
No, it wasn't in Hollywood.
La Brea.
Big Chill's more like Brent Westwood area. Yeah, we used to go all the time and like we'd call and ask for like, what flavors do you have today?
Oh
but I
gosh.
Never got any of the sugar-free snacks that she mentioned.
Oh, I want to do my PSAs and I still haven't gotten to them.
Let's do it. Okay. Wait, I thought that was your PSA.
No, these aren't even my... But the PSA was, first of all, sorry, I wanted to thank mom for giving us views. The income.
Mm-hmm.
Paying for our taxes this year. Okay, so I wanted to say, so sorry that I breathed loud.
All right, Jacob's official apology.
So, I was aware of it. I think I've talked about it on the podcast before. I think our family naturally breathes loud. And someone even asked if I smoke cigarettes. And no, I haven't smoked cigarettes. And I'm not addicted to nicotine. So that's not why I breathe loud.
Was it more prominent last episode, your breathing? Or is this like this a frequent comment?
No, last episode. Because with these comments on the podcast, it's usually just like nice shit, and like these people weren't being mean, they just were saying like, oh, you're breathing loud, sis,
like, you got asthma.
Oh yeah. And then but yeah, I don't know why it doesn't usually happen. I guess I must have been nervous about our mom being
I have noticed, I'm sure this happens to all of you guys, like if I'm in a conversation with people, sometimes if I get excited I start making like weird noises.
Like
you know what I mean, like you're in a conversation and all of a sudden you feel yourself going like something like that, and it's like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But like, if it wasn't for this microphone being so effing close to our mouth, like maybe it wouldn't be audible. Like, for example, I was in the exact same room as you during that podcast. Never once did I think Jacob's breathing so effing loud. It's just because these sensitive ass microphones, you know?
Yeah.
But then again, like our family does, like you said, we have breathing problems or something, because I do remember I probably have already said this on the podcast, but I went into the movies with a friend, and afterwards she told me that she almost fell asleep because it sounded like I was snoring the whole movie and breathing so loud.
Oh my gosh, like, we are just...
I know.
Loud breathers.
Also just loud in general. Like, it seems like if someone who's not a part of our family goes into our family environment, they always are like, why is everyone yelling?
Oh,
like, everyone's
yeah.
Just like screaming.
Last weekend, Lucas said, wait, if you listen to what's happening right now, it sounds like we're literally getting like at a baseball game or something.
Oh,
because
yeah.
like, it was just us, and then like a, and then
like, probably
like
13 people over.
Yeah, because our nieces and nephews and stuff. And then I realized for a second, I was like, wait, like it literally sounds like we're at an amusement park.
I know, but I actually prefer, I'd rather be part of a loud family than a quiet family.
Oh, you know, same. I would never want to be at like Christmas dinner and some being afraid that someone's gonna.
Yeah, I think I just naturally like loud people, like just loud screaming.
Yeah.
And also, like, if you're having a good conversation, like, hopefully you are screaming. Because, like, you're so excited. Like, hopefully you're so excited about what you're talking about that you're, like, low-key screaming, you know?
Yeah, normalize screaming yet talk conversations. Now, my next PSA is, people have commented it before, but I just want to let you guys know. Because I just don't want you guys to think, like, wait, what's happening when he does this? Someone said that they thought I was having a Raven Simone moment on the podcast. And they put a timestamp.
Wait! Okay, so this... you looked into the camera and had a vision? A psychic vision?
That's what they thought was happening. And I watched the video. Okay, and I just want to let you guys know that I do stutter sometimes. So I want to let you guys know, like...
Oh, it was because you were stuttering?
Yeah, so I wanted to let you guys know, like, sometimes when I, like, move my mouth weirdly or I, like, pause talking, it's because I'm stuttering. I'm not having, like, an exorcism.
Oh, my God. I thought you meant, like, you looked into the camera, like, how Raven was like... And, like I thought we were going to find a timestamp where, like, you were getting possessed or something.
I mean, I wish that was the case.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I just want to let you guys know, like, if that does happen, I'm not Emily Rose, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. Who knows? Maybe that is what causes...
That's true.
Maybe it is a psychic vision. Just kidding. All right, so that was all the drama from last week?
Yeah, I wanted to get those just to inform the audience.
Yeah. Okay, good.
About Jacob.
We should do that more often, like update, like the apologize for all the controversies from last week.
Oh, yeah. Next week, those, you know? weren't even really controversial.
I know, but like, you know what I mean? Like for us, it's like we have to apologize to the press conference.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick, I want to talk about one of the podcast sponsors, HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit.
HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get your dinner on the table in about 40 minutes or less. That's great for when you're done with work and you want to have dinner quick because you're hungry.
Just whip it up in a jiffy.
Also, HelloFresh offers 25 plus recipes to choose from each week, from vegetarian meals to craft burgers and extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy with our recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity.
We got a HelloFresh box this past week. We made a bunch of recipes, one of them being the chicken sausage spaghetti bolognese.
Can I say, Lord, it was delicious. We had it for dinner.
It only took half an hour to whip up. And it was fun. That's the thing about HelloFresh is I genuinely like cooking because all the work is done for you. All the pre-measured seasonings, all that stuff. You just got to do the cooking and be a chef. Go to HelloFresh.com/broshow12 and use code broshow12 for 12 meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/broshow12 with the promo code broshow12. Try out America's number one meal kit.
Thanks for sponsoring this episode, HelloFresh.
But, oh, so yeah, bad mood vibes.
Let's get into this.
So far, this hasn't been... I wish I was actually in a bad mood.
I feel like if I was actually... Plan it. Yeah, if I was actually in a bad mood, I feel like I wouldn't want to film the podcast.
Yeah, you know, like those certain... Like, the funniest thing about bad moods is, like, you see anything... Like, this is, like, obviously kind of exaggeration, but you see anything on Twitter, for example, it just makes you mad. Like, you just, like, see anything, and you're just annoyed. Like, I remember... Oh, this is a time when I was in a bad mood recently. It was, like, a month ago. Chrissy Teigen wrote on... It was just all over Twitter saying, Chrissy Teigen quits Twitter. And I remember just looking at it being like, who cares? I remember just thinking, like, and... And I wanted to, like, I thought it was just, like, that, like, annoyed me. But, like, in a normal day, that wouldn't annoy me. Because I was just, like, who cares if she quit Twitter, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's the funny thing about bad moods is, like, you just get triggered by stuff.
Oh, and then another thing that, like, maybe not a bad mood, but, like, I know I'm not feeling, like, my usual. Because if I'm watching one of my videos to, like, for upload or I'm, like, editing a video, and the whole time I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like, this is, ain't it? Like, I, it actually could not be it, but most of the time it's actually just me, like, just basically being in a self-sabotage mood.
Oh,
being
yeah.
like, oh, I hate this video. But then I, like, I wait an hour. That isn't really a bad mood day thing. It's mostly just, like, I feel like, it's like being a YouTuber. You kind of consume so much
part.
Of yourself, I guess, weirdly.
You guys, being a YouTuber is so hard. No, but honestly, though, like, that's the hardest part about making any sort of content is you always do go through these stages where, like, you just think everything sucks. Or, like, you watch back a video and you're like, this just isn't funny. And you're like, this is so fucking dumb, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But then, like, you watch it a day later and you're like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. If if you're a TikToker watching or something or anyone that creates stuff, if you want to get rid of that, Either you could, like, take a day off or take a few hours off. And then usually, like, I watch it and I'm like, damn, oh, like, I'm yeah. so hilarious. I should, like, go on SNL next week.
Oh, and also a long time ago, back when, like, the AMC shit was happening, GameStop, stock market. When was that? Like, February?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Or was that last year? It could be
no,
either.
It was this year. It was this year.
Okay, so we said we're going to start stock accounts and become stockbrokers. Well, we did it. I don't even know if those are the correct terms. We both used an app and we invested in the stock market. And we're just going to give you our opening. Like, we did this a few days ago, where we're at. And then, like, frequently throughout the podcast, like, maybe in a month, we'll tell you how the investments are going and we'll just see who's a better investor. And I actually have some news that you don't even know about my portfolio.
For real? Well, yeah. Mine, I looked at it earlier today.
Me doing this on my phone, covering it.
But now I'm looking at it, and I'm so excited to flex on the viewers.
All right, just tell us what you invested in first.
Okay, so first of all, I invested $10,000. No, I'm joking. I invested $100. So earlier when we had this idea, I wrote down a bunch of invest companies.
Like, just things you use, or you think they're profitable?
Well, okay, the thing about me using things, I feel like I... Okay, so this sounds so funny saying it, but I feel like I don't believe in the things I use. For example, I drive a Fiat, and I love my Fiat, but I just don't necessarily believe that Fiat's going to pop off.
Yeah, because I was thinking the same thing when people always give advice, yeah, saying invest in what you actually use. And I thought the same thing. I was like, well, I use a Quip toothbrush, which is advertised on like every podcast, but do I want to invest in Quip? Maybe no.
Yeah, So the ones that I invest in, I actually like, I don't use them. Like I didn't invest in Apple. There's no, for some reason I just didn't feel like investing in Apple, but maybe later in my investment journey, I will.
Even though it's probably the most used device you use.
It for sure is.
Oh
actually,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. Everything's Apple. Apple TV, yeah. Apple phone, Apple computer.
So I invested in Amazon. Now this is because,
And you use that.
I mean, I actually don't use it that often, but yeah, I use it. And the reason why I invested in it, because they have healthcare now.
Oh.
So they're going to deal with that. And then also they own Whole Foods, and they're going to turn Whole Foods into a... Aren't they going to turn it into a non... Like, you walk in and you just...
You don't have... There's no one works there. And it's like all robots or something.
Yeah, not, there's Amazon stores in like LA and shit. And I feel like... Amazon will stay around for
Amazon,
a while.
I hope never stops. Like, the fact that you can get stuff delivered so fast, if you have Amazon Prime, like, it literally is an amazing company, and you should invest. Just kidding. We are not, obviously, don't take any of our advice. We literally just started this 4 days ago.
Oh, yeah, I do have to say, like, if you are thinking about investing and you, like, let's say you have $1,000 and you're like, I want to invest it. I would like suggest, so I'm, this is just my knowledge after a week. I would suggest investing like 100 of it because there's been multiple times throughout the week where it's like, I want to throw in another 100, but I mean, I would, but I just feel like I'm not that knowledgeable about it yet.
So don't like take our advice and then get mad at us because you went broke.
Okay. So I invested, I invested $10 into Amazon. So not that much. And then I did Sony. The reason why I did Sony is because I'm reading this book. Read it, guys. It's called Ready Player One, and it's about 2040 when we all live through virtual headsets.
Oh, fun.
And then I thought, who owns the PlayStation? And then I saw that Sony owned the PlayStation. And then I was like, I'm going to invest in Sony because I feel like...
they're going to be the head of the people who are going to do VR technology?
One of the main ones. I just get that.
How much did you invest into Sony?
$15. And then I invested in Google because I literally work for Google. So,
oh yeah, YouTube.
$45 in Google.
Also, a big chunk of the 100 went to Google.
Yeah, and out of the ones I'm invested in, I believe in Google the most. Oh, and then last but not least, I invested in Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's company. And the reason why is because I remember hearing that it's the largest stock ever. And obviously, I didn't buy a stock of $400,000. But I wanted to invest in it because, first of all, he lives in Nebraska. At least he says that. But he's a billionaire, so he could be lying. And he could live in Florida. And he wants people to think he lives in Nebraska. So people think he's modest. But he actually owns like a mansion and private jets in Florida.
He might. But he apparently, he only has one house and it's in Omaha. Oh, Okay, billionaire.
Okay, so I invested $30 into Berkshire Hathaway, and
all the investments doing? Are you up or down?
Yeah, so that's why I was wanting to flex on y'all. I'm up 42 cents right now. I have $100.42.
Oh my god. So far today, you're up $1.50, though, so you did have some losses throughout the
week. Oh yeah, like the lowest it went was 98, and then, I mean, but with my investments, I feel like I did choose really like steady ones. I didn't invest in Bitcoin, which I feel like Bitcoin can like go up and down.
You're more in it for like the long term, not these risky, more gambling ones.
Oh yeah, because I feel like if I invested like 50 in Bitcoin, like I could be at 200 right now, but then I also could be at like 70.
Yeah.
So
do you have any other stocks you're looking out at? Or are these the ones you're gonna stick with for a bit?
For right now, these are good. I was thinking about investing in a company that owns a bunch of private jets because I see a future where like a bunch of people are gonna fly private. That's even happening right now, celebrities. But then I found out that the biggest private jet company is owned by Berkshire Hathaway. But then some other ones, I'd cool invest in Apple because I use that a lot. And then I wanted to invest in a weed company. But I just didn't know which one was the best. I was going to invest in this one called Grow Generation, but then I looked into it and it wasn't doing that
good. Does like MedMen have their own stock?
I don't know.
Probably not. Maybe too small.
Maybe it's like a bigger company.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's my investments. And it's actually like
exciting. I love how we're a finance podcast now.
I mean, that's what's funny is that you said it like earlier this week, but there could be a world where like, 6 weeks from now, it's fully financed because we just realized like, well, these stocks are doing so good.
Like if our 100 investments go so hard, like, yeah, I might quit YouTube and just be a stock person.
Oh yeah, but the thing about it, the only way you could do that is if you take out money each year because
Or you have to be like a day trader, which I don't know what that means.
Oh yeah, there's like people that like do a bunch of trades in a day and then like flip 1,000 into 10,000, but that's so fucking risky.
So this is funny that we're doing this because I feel like me and Jacob... One sec.
What?
I feel like Jacob and I took very different approaches because we just might be different types of people, whereas you're being responsible. Whereas I feel like looking back on my week, I do feel shame because I did make a lot of rash decisions. So first of all, it started out where
you should say everything that you invested.
First of all, I wasn't even that. I was just like, oh, this will be fun for the podcast. Put 100 in with Jacob and I was like, okay, Apple used all the time. I invested in Tesla because I own a Tesla. Yeah. Just
kidding. It's so funny.
Me coming out as a Tesla owner.
Guys, I own a Fiat.
Yeah, you guys still, I'm just still the same old me. But Apple, I thought about like, I kind of did think about like what I use. So even though I said didn't do that, I used Apple, Tesla. And then I had a free stock you just get a free one. What was your free one?
I didn't get one.
I got some free one with the app we used. It was some like pharmaceutical company. I already sold that though. And then I invested in Bitcoin and I put $50 into that. Okay, fast forward. It's been 4 days. All of that money has been sold and it's all in Dogecoin. And I now have $350 that I invested and I'm down to $260.
Oh, that's not that bad.
I mean, I've lost $100.
Wait, so you put the money into Bitcoin.
This is the thing about the different routes you can take. Jacob was super responsible. He's gained 25 cents. I've been irresponsible. I've lost 100.
So you had money in Bitcoin, then you switched it to Dogecoin?
Yeah, because Bitcoin, I was like, this all just happened yesterday. First of all, I put 100 into Dogecoin like the next day because I was like, oh, this is like the new one. Yeah. And then it went down, but then it kept falling and I kept losing so much money. But then Dogecoin fell so much that I was like, oh my God, I should buy it since it's so low. So I put another 100 in. And then I was like, wait, who cares about Apple and Tesla? Let me sell all these stocks and put it all into Dogecoin. So that's what I've done. But
wait, all the money's in Dogecoin right now?
Well, so far I have $50 waiting to be used because I'm waiting for Dogecoin to fall more. If it is going to fall more. Obviously, I want it to go up for all the Dogers out there. But right now,
wait, you have it all in one. You're like, yeah, you're so this really
is,
doing it.
I mean, hasn't been smart though. I've lost $100. But who knows? Maybe Dogecoin's the future. You know?
Okay, and I just saw on your screen that you have like 800 Dogecoins. So in a future where Dogecoins get up to the amount of Bitcoin, well, like Bitcoin's so effing high, it's like 60,000.
Yeah.
Like you could.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's how stocks is. It is fun doing stocks. It's kind of
playful. Come to us in 2 weeks and we're like, we don't have enough Wi-Fi to upload this because we literally put all of our money into Dogecoin and it's down.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
It won't. We'll be fine. This is our journey, and thanks for coming along.
I know, it is really cool that these like apps exist, because then anyone can do it. You don't need to have like a large amount of money.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But what was I going to say? Oh, so to follow with the bad mood vibes of this podcast.
We're already 34 minutes in, and like so far, we've already said this, but it's not bad moods. The first
I am down $100, so I should be in a bad mood.
Oh, well, like when we were talking about those stocks, like I had the vibe of like, people are looking up to me and they want my advice.
Oh, yeah. Like, so we've been in the game for 4 days. Like, all the bros are like, oh, my God, like, they're so knowledgeable.
Oh, yeah, but that's something else I'm mad about investing is that we were talking about it, like, 4 years ago and, like, people talking about Bitcoin. We know my other was, like, Bitcoin. And I already had, these apps accounts. And I remember thinking, like, I'm going to invest money, but I just never did.
I know. This is always hindsight is 2020, but I remember vividly being at a Buffalo Wild Wings in Nebraska 4 years ago at a table talking about Bitcoin. I remember thinking Bitcoin was like $800 or something back then. I was like, I should just buy a full Bitcoin. But then I was like, that's so dumb. Right now, it would have been worth $50,000.
Oh my gosh.
God. But to continue with the bad mood, I went to the Reddit rant. First of all, I just Googled bad vibe, like bad negative energy Reddits, and rant was one of them. The other ones were a little bit too dark. Like I was like, oh, this will be fun. Like find out people's like stories where they're mad, but they're actually like deep and dark. And I was like, oh, this isn't fun to talk about.
If you're a YouTuber watching, can you please make more rant videos? I love rant videos.
Oh yes. I miss the rant era of YouTuber. Like Jenna Marbles would just be yelling about her roommate and stuff.
I know. I just like that type of shit.
Or like back when like Gabby Hanna first came onto the scene and like, every video was about how something in her life was just so bad. I used to watch those.
I used to love those like roommate videos.
I know, like she worked on a movie to like the makeup artist from hell. Like, and then she went to VidCon. They were so rude to us. Like everything was like the worst thing ever. And I just ate it up.
Oh yeah. I just 100%.
That's even like Tana Mongeau when she first started, like every day, like the worst thing happened to her and she made a story time about it.
Oh, yeah, I just, like, love... And then, like, yeah, there's so many Storytime YouTubers that every video, I was like, whoa.
I know. Remember Simply Nessa?
She had a video called I Fell Off a Cliff, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. She also,
didn't watch that one, I don't
think. She, like, kind of started the whole era that Gabby Hanna and Tana went on. She's opened up that lane, I'm pretty sure.
Simply Nessa. The Storytime?
Simply Nessa 15 was that girl. I remember she had the thumbnails, arms photoshopped tied up together, bruises on her face that she photoshopped on, and the title was like, I got kidnapped. And then you watch the video and she was like, I went to Walmart and like some guy was looking at me weird and then I went home. Like the thumbnail was like her all tied up and then like you said, she did I drove off a cliff. But didn't Gabby Hanna do a video like that too?
I don't remember the Gabby Hanna one, but it, like if you guys want to know, my favorite Storytime YouTuber is Shannon Rose. She used to be a porn star. And okay, I'm still subscribed to her and I watch her videos sometimes. And I just like her energy is like, I love watching her videos.
She kind of, I don't know if she copied Simply Nessa, but I remember her thumbnails were scary. Like she'd be like, my mom tortured me. I never clicked on the video, but her face was like all cut up and stuff.
And then she put fake stitches on her mouth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, the Storytime era of YouTube. Bring it back.
Even I did some story times. I'm pretty sure there's a video on my channel, total clickbait. I mean, I did go to Las Vegas, but it was a story time I did when I was like 16 and it had like underage crazy Las Vegas experience. And meanwhile, I don't know what I said in it, but I was like with my parents the whole time. It's not like I was like some stripper.
You just told the story of when you went to Las Vegas when I was there?
Maybe I I think I told the story of when we drove from Nebraska to California, and we did stay at the sketchy hotel, but obviously, if you watch it, I'm probably over-exaggerating.
I mean, that's the game of story time, though. Like, you make a really dramatic clickbait title, and then, like, the story is interesting, but, like, it's not that intense, you know?
Yeah.
And I did a few story time videos, too. I tried it.
Didn't you do threesome at Starbucks?
Yeah, that was, because back when these story times were so big, like, it was kind of a meme on Twitter and stuff, like, making fun of YouTubers who did it. Like,
yeah.
there'd be one of being, like, somebody told you, like, hey, can you move over, like, as they're walking? And then it would show, like, the thumbnail of Drew Monson, like, I was attacked. And then they would show, or it would be, like, somebody at Starbucks says, hey, how are you doing today? And then it would be, like, YouTuber says, and then it was my thumbnail, like, somebody asked me to have a threesome at Starbucks. That was literally what it was, though.
I know, that whole over-exaggerating thing is so funny.
Are you looking for the absolutely best Mother's Day gift possible? Do you want to be mom's favorite for the rest of time? Then you have to get mom a custom song from Songfinch this Mother's Day. With Songfinch, you can make a custom song all about your mother. Songfinch makes it easy to give a gift that is guaranteed to make you your mom's favorite.
Go to songfinch.com and share what you love about your mom, or write down a few of your favorite memories. Then select the type of music you want your song to be, from R&B to pop or country. Finally, the team at Songfinch will pair you with a talented musician who does all the work and turns the story into an original song in just 7 days. That's quick. It's an incredible gift she will treasure that is actually super easy to make, taking no more than 10 minutes.
It's the perfect gift for Mother's Day, but it's also a great gift for birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, just anytime you want to give a fun old gift. Songfinch has over 2,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, so you know people love to give it and receive it.
Songs are usually $249, but this week they are $50 off, bringing them to $199. And with the code LucasJacob, you can save another $20. That's a total of $70 off the perfect gift. Just $179 for a gift that will make your mom, your wife, your sister, nearly anyone, including me, cry. You will be the best gift giver ever after you give this gift.
Visit songfinch.com. That's songfinch.com, and use promo code LucasJacob this week for $20 off the perfect gift. Thank you, Songfinch. We love you. So anyway, we're on the Rants Reddit, and I just found some. Next up on the Rant Reddit, if you are a teen that judges other people who are your age for working at McDonald's, F you. At least they have a job trying to make money while you're just sitting there playing video games all effing day long. Yet, you have the effing nerve to judge someone for working at McDonald's? F you, you effing lazy ass. I'm not just talking about McDonald's. I mean, just basic jobs in general. Wait, is this actually a thing? Like, in high school, you get made fun of if you work at McDonald's?
I mean, I can totally see that. But but the thing about it is that I think no one should be judged for having a minimum wage job.
Oh, yeah.
This just reminds me of, this honestly makes me so grossed out even thinking about it. I remember VidCon 3 years ago, there was this video of this YouTuber that I don't know who he is. I'm not pulling a Mariah Carey. he was outside of VidCon and he wanted, and then he was talking to this guard that was there, and he was saying, you just work a blue collar job. And, like, that's just gross.
Oh,
like, I'm a YouTuber,
this viral
I'm rich.
Thing, they weren't
and
letting
it made
him
me
in.
So grossed out. Like, people need to calm down their fucking egos.
Now, that is actually so gross.
Yeah, I kind of, it's obviously not as in, not, it's more intense than that one. But, yeah, what's the point of judging someone for a minimum wage job?
Yeah, also, like, you should just, no matter what age you are, like, you're just hustling and you're making money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, yeah, like, with teens making fun of them, like, I mean, I can picture it happening, and it just sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
But if you're in high school and you work at McDonald's, don't care what anyone says, because you're getting that bag. What are they doing?
Prime example of someone getting that bag and turning the bag into something bigger, Christina Villegas. She worked at McDonald's. She turned the bag into something bigger by getting BBLs and then becoming a stripper, and now she's a YouTuber, and now I think she's going to, like, buy an apartment complex and like.
Oh yeah,
she's like
turned
the bag into something big.
I did a whole video on her on my channel, The Life of a YouTube Stripper. But yeah, she worked at McDonald's to save up for to become a stripper, and then now she's an investor in real estate. So
I mean, yeah.
And even if like you could say, oh, McDonald's is where I'm starting. Even if like someone was like, I genuinely just want to work at McDonald's my whole life. Like that's not even embarrassing. Like who, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, it just is. It just is other people's opinions obviously have gone into their mind. Like other people judging them, so then they disagree.
That actually brought a lot of the rants were about like the same thing. I don't know if like everyone just goes off of other people's vibes in the rant Reddit.
Yeah.
But this person, this kind of goes to what you're just saying. We need to normalize the fact that not everyone cares deeply about their job.
Oh, this one, like, I don't know where I've seen YouTube videos of people saying like, so obviously, like, yeah, people saying like, oh, like, just because I'm a, like, this job, it doesn't mean my whole life is that.
Oh,
is that what
they're
saying? Is that
they
what
they're saying? They were just saying how, like, listen, like, I don't mind my job. They said they worked at a customer service thing, and they're like, I don't mind my job, but I'm not like, oh, I love this so much. Or, like, I get my main happiness from, like, hanging out with friends or family, or, like, I have hobbies outside of my job. But they're like, not everyone, like, has to have their job be, like, their main passion. Because, like, sometimes people are just... They have a job, like, strictly just for making money, and they, you know, get the joy from the other parts of life.
Oh, yeah, and do, like, their actual passions, like, when they have off for the weekend.
And this brought me to another rant.
I mean, that is such an interesting concept, because I feel like a lot of people, like, just normally, like, normally, if I didn't hear stuff like this, I would think, like, oh, like, if your job is being a banker, like, that's your whole life. But in reality, that isn't. There's so much more, you know?
And then this next one is, it's 2021. Let your employees dye their hair. We're adults. It's not your hair. It's not a big deal. No one is going to refuse to use a service or support a business or whatever just because an employee has a blue streak in their hair. If they do, they need to sort out their priorities.
Okay.
They said, I deliver blood to hospitals. How would having color in my hair affect my job? So they're just mad. I mean, why wouldn't you be able to dye your hair? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it wouldn't affect anything like they said.
Yeah, is that still... Because I remember hearing that like at Starbucks, you weren't able to have visible tattoos. Is that still a thing though?
Wait, for real?
I feel
Starbucks?
Like that has to have changed.
I feel like it's for... especially Starbucks. I just picture Starbucks to be more open-minded than another business, but maybe it's not.
But let's see what other rants I have.
I mean, I agree. I think workers should be able to dye their hair too.
This is the last rant on the rant page that I'm going to talk about. This one isn't even like an unpopular opinion, but this is their rant. And it was one of the top ones of the last month. People are canceling musicians for making music videos they don't find appropriate. It's obvious these people want to live in some VeggieTales bubble where everything is tailored for their children. If you don't want your kids seeing it, don't give them a tablet at 5 years old. If YouTube is bad, then shut that shit down in your own house and quit complaining about what other grown adults do. So, yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, we're in 2021. It's like the age of the influencer. So the thing is that any influencer, unless you're on kids YouTube, can say whatever the F they want. So,
but also, I think this is just obviously so dramatic, because it's not like in 2021, everything, obviously there is a lot of like really sexual music videos and stuff, but those aren't marketed towards kids. They're for like adults to enjoy.
Oh yeah. And plus when you like, look at music from like the 80s, it was about people doing LSD and if I had like a 3-year-old, I don't want them wanting to do LSD.
Oh yeah. And even like My Neck, My Back came out when I was little. But like, obviously if you don't want your kids hearing that, just don't listen to adult pop radio. And you know what I mean? There's so many research. There's so many things you can have them listen to.
Kids pop.
You can use YouTube Kids that filters out everything bad. Like, obviously I get like, obviously I understand people not wanting their kids to hear WAP and watch it.
Why?
But that's all up to you to figure out as a parent. You know what I mean?
Like,
you
can,
don't let them go on public ass YouTube where there's all these random ass videos. Like, there's gonna be way worse stuff than WAP on there. You can't say WAP can't exist because I have kids. It's like, well, she's allowed to rap about, anyone's allowed to make any music they want. Just, you don't have to watch it.
Even when it didn't have to do with the internet back in like the 80s, there was like I'm just guessing there was like some crazy ass video games about like people literally shooting other people, which like Call of Duty type shit. And obviously some parents didn't want their kids playing that, so they didn't buy it for their kids.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's all up to you.
Yeah, so it's just like the new thing to get mad about.
But yeah.
Are those all the rants that you found from Reddit?
They are.
Okay, now it's email time.
Oh, yeah, we haven't replied to your guys' emails in a while, so what one do you want to start with?
We're going to start with someone thought you had sex with Kylie Jenner.
Oh, yeah, they said, I had a dream that Lucas uploaded a sex tape to his channel of him and Kylie Jenner doing the dirty. All of it was set to the song Roman's Revenge by Nicki Minaj. Oh my God, I wish that was true. That would be so fun. I mean, my YouTube channel will get deleted because I literally uploaded a sex tape, but like, I'd be so down to make a sex tape with Kylie Jenner.
Just blow everything.
Yeah, and if I ever do make a sex tape with Kylie Jenner, I just want you guys to know that Roman's Revenge by Nicki Minaj will be playing loudly in the background. And Nicki Minaj will be getting a cut.
Oh, wait, we haven't answered what we think is a bad mood. Like, is there anything that makes you in a bad mood? I guess reality. Let me think. I'm trying to think of something that really makes me in a bad mood, just so I can, like, fully get the bad mood across.
Let me try to think.
Oh, I guess it's the classic. Being overly tired would make me in a bad mood.
But I feel like most of the time if I'm in a bad mood, like maybe it is caused by something and I just don't realize, but it seems like it usually doesn't even have a reason.
Oh, yeah.
Just like
random.
A random ass bad mood.
Yeah. Oh, wait, another one that email that we need to talk about is, I've seen people talk about this, but someone also emailed us it. These old pop stars, because we've talked about it before. These people aren't pop stars. They're more like rappers.
Oh, yeah, they said how, because it's been like a common theme on our podcast that we want somebody to debut, have their debut single like at 70 years old. And I guess this happened because Gabrielle emailed us.
And yeah, and it like, yeah, like it went kind of viral on Twitter, I saw.
And so in the UK, there's a 70-year-old duo named Pete and Bass. They're from South London and are grime rappers. Background on grime rap. Grime is a genre of electronic music that emerged in London in the early 2000s. They've been running it up in the UK since 2018.
Running it up.
Wait.
And I watched a little bit of the video. We should watch it.
Yeah, I have to watch this. I love that.
I know. That is like fully rapping.
Oh my God. Go Pete and Bass. I'm checking them out after this. Thanks for educating us, Gabrielle.
I know. Yeah. Thanks for letting us know.
This kind of goes into a bad mood.
What?
Okay, so somebody said that. So we've kind of talked about this on the podcast, how the
I think I know it's going to be
the paying it forward. You know what? The Starbucks drive-thru, how it's kind of become a trend. Pay for the person behind you. And then they pay for the person behind them. And it becomes this whole chain of giving back. So this person worked at Starbucks and they emailed us. They don't want us to say their name.
Okay.
And they said, I listened to you guys for a long time. I'm way behind. You guys just talked about the Starbucks chain. And I just want to say, I work at a Starbucks and everyone in my store hates when people do the giving back chain. It's annoying because it gets really confusing. With the info we have about their orders, it gets so confusing when we hand the food out to people and figure out what was all in their order, even though they didn't pay for it because the person in front of them did. We don't know what food goes to what, and it just makes it harder for us to see who got what and what order we're even on. And then it just keeps going and going. But she has a hack. She said, now me and people at my store, we just tell them the order's on us if someone tries to start that thing.
Oh, for real?
So I guess at her store, like, if anyone ever tries to start that shit of giving back, they just say, don't worry, it's on Starbucks. And then they're like, we aren't dealing with that shit today.
Oh, yeah. And
everyone's paying for their own food.
So I obviously get giving back, but at the end of the day, you're still paying for your thing.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing is, like, these giving back chains, like, the only person who's actually doing good is the person who starts it. Because they're saying, I'll pay for my food and the person behind me. But then the person behind them, if they're continuing the chain, all they're doing is paying for the drink behind them. So basically, you just pay for your own drink. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, like, obviously, I'm not trying to be a pessimist, but at some point, it's like, you're doing nothing.
And also,
but I'm joking.
But then again, like, I do want to try it to feel good about myself.
No, but so I actually don't go to Starbucks that often, but like, I went a few months ago, and that did happen. So someone said, the person in front of you paid for them, but I didn't pay for the person in back of me, because I didn't want to be annoying.
Oh, wait, what happened?
I'm joking. I did pay
What'd
for
What'd you
them.
Say? Paid that happened to you?
Yeah, that's when I paid for the person behind me.
Oh, so you started, you kept it going?
Yeah, because it just, Like, plus if it's like, it's just like, you're actually an asshole if you don't. That's what it felt like.
But then again, it helps the workers out if you just say, oh my God, thank you so much. Just keep driving.
No, honestly, that's the type of energy that I wanna have. Like, okay, so it could go with anything. Like, someone gives you, it's so nice to you, and you're like, thank you so much. And it's like, I'm not gonna be nice to you either. That's so funny. That energy.
I know. Like, that'd be so funny if you were at a drive-thru, yeah, and the person was like, somebody paid it forward to you, and like, the whole vibe is like, you should pay to the person behind you, and it's like, nah, I'm good. Thanks, though. Like, that's so nice of them. Just keep driving without paying.
I know. It's basically just so you don't give a fuck.
Okay. Somebody else emailed us. They said they had the best joke ever. So we just want to, everyone get ready to laugh. What came out in the pandemic?
Okay.
Pandemi. Because Demi Lovato came out as Pan. That's actually good. Did you come up with that or is that a viral tweet?
I mean, that's a good one. Is there any other good emails?
There's a good friendship drama one.
Oh.
It's kind of, it's long, but should we read it?
Let's not help them. I'm joking. I'll read it, guys. So basically, I've had this group of six people for a few years, and a few months ago, one of my friends randomly decided to leave us and hang out with other people and ignore us. She had just left for no reason, so I thought our friendship was over. I wasn't really angry or upset, I just was confused. So weeks passed, and she texted me acting like she didn't just ignore me for weeks and asked to hang out. She feels awkward, right?
Is it also, we literally don't talk at school either, so it was weird for her to ask me to hang out at her house. I'm just confused, because it's so awkward when I speak to her, and I thought our friendship was over, but I don't think she thinks that. The thing is, she's actually really nice, but it's just weird for her to ask me to hang out after ignoring me, and it's not the same way as it was. It's just really awkward. She said, I don't know what to do because I don't want to rekindle our friendship, but I don't want to be mean. Well, unfortunately, if you don't want to rekindle the friendship, you are going to have to be mean.
Oh, yeah, because that obviously is weird, because it's kind of just like, wait, why were you ignoring me for that whole period?
Either you could, maybe the actual key to this whole thing is just literally asking.
Oh, yeah,
just ask in a text if you don't want to do it in real life. Why did you ignore me for 3 weeks?
Oh, yeah, because this is obviously the most annoying advice to give, but because it's probably the hardest way to solve any question, being honest. It is being like, because honesty does suck. Like with this situation, it sucks. Being like, oh, so, like, why did you ignore me?
Oh, you could just ask, like, yeah, you literally ignored for a week, and, like, you didn't even talk to me at school, so, like, I thought you were just mad at me. Were you mad at me? Why'd you do that? And then maybe she'll just be like, oh, like, I thought I hated you, but it turns out I don't. Or maybe she'll be like, oh, sorry, like, I actually have, like, been struggling a lot because my cat has diabetes or something.
Like, I don't know why, but I get the vibe, you'll ask her, why have you been ignoring me? And then she's gonna say something like, like, it honestly has nothing to do with you. Like, it's because I'm, like, okay, so, like, she'll, like, say something like, it's because I'm a cancel moon. And, like, you can accept it or you cannot accept it. It depends on how you feel that day.
Oh, yeah. But good luck. And I hope there's not a lot of drama.
Oh, this one says Dolls. Hey, y'all, I love the pod. Thank you. And I want to stay anonymous because I'm famous. I remember reading this earlier. But anyway, I want to get rid of my fear of Dolls because it's just annoying that my stomach drops every time I see an effing doll. So how do y'all think I should get rid of this fear? I don't see dolls that often, but when I go to our grandma's house, she has the creepiest dolls. And it's from her childhood and stuff, but it's creepy.
I know, her storage room is scary. She has this scary ass crib, with dolls in it.
I feel like when I was little, I was more scared of it.
Yeah, but you said, how do you get rid of this fear? I guess if it's really that consuming, maybe just go into a doll store and just realize, like, oh, they're not real, you know?
Oh, yeah, but also there is a chance, like, they could be.
I know,
possessed.
Like, it might be like Annabelle.
Yeah.
But I guess the only thing you can do is face your fear or just accept that, like, oh, that's my fear. Everyone has one. Everyone has something they're irrationally scared of, most people.
I know.
So, like, yours is dolls. Luckily for you, you don't really see dolls that often in real life. So you'll be fine.
Then also, like, maybe it's not crazy to think dolls are scary. Maybe like they actually owl hunted.
Is it making her fear worse?
Oh, yeah. Just like it's just normalizing being, you know.
But yeah, just at least you don't see dolls all the time. But good luck. We actually have no advice for you.
I know. I don't either. I mean, like, honestly, I am as scared of a bunch of dumb stuff. But honestly, it probably won't ever actually happen. But, you know, I'm not like so scared that I need therapy. But it's kind of scary thinking about some scary things.
It is kind of scary thinking about
that. I know, it really made no fucking sense. But yeah, I hope you're negative in a good way.
Oh yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming along. Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that it for the Big Bad Mood podcast?
Yeah, let me know if you like let us know if you like it, and we might always be in bad moods. It might be the new thing. We're gonna cover every bad story in the news and give our opinions, and yeah.
But yeah, if you were in a bad mood, I hope you felt good knowing that it's okay to be in a bad mood. If you were in a good mood listening to this, next time you are in a bad mood, which inevitably will happen, just know that it's okay and embrace that negative badass mood.
Bye. Thanks for listening, watching, whatever you do, ma'am.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.